Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to season three of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. Today is Thursday, November 9th, 2023. I'm your host, Matt. I'm here as I am every damn week with the king of remarks at blackjack tables that perk up pit boss's ears and a man who can drink me under every single table in Vegas. Uncle Steve, how the hell you doing? And what is up, man?
Doing great, Matty. Glad to be back from Vegas.
Yes,
Walt's it was a good a little weekend. Bit lighter, but a good time.
It was a good time for sure. And I'm glad you told me the backstory on the pre-show. I don't think you deserve to get kicked out of that. So I'm glad you did not. I took it all wrong.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, as always. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I, we get together every Wednesday, possibly Thursday, and sometimes not at all, to go over the weekend's NFL and college games, do our research, analyze the trends, coaches, weather, or anything else we think might help our listeners take winners to the window. The only issue, as a general rule, we absolutely stink at it. Steve, did you have time to look at kind of some season numbers or what we're delivering to the listeners this year?
Yeah, I mean, unlike us, we're hanging around 50%. I'm 49, you're 46. Throwing a little circle, we're 48% from the year. Usually we're in the low 40s, high 30s, so I would suspect here in the next 3-4 weeks we'll be on a downward spiral.
I agree. When we start getting to 50%, it's probably going the other way. Absolutely. All right. Well, as we also do every week, we invite a guest picker to drop some knowledge so that the listeners don't get sick of just hearing Steve and I. This week, another crowd favorite, possibly the only guest picker we have, except maybe Scott from South Omaha, who knows every single word to multiple Fergie songs. We've got Blake from Kansas City. Blake, how in the hell are you doing and what's going on in your world?
Howdy, guys. I'm feeling good. Not too much going on. Do you remember how I did last year on this?
Ooh, Steve, do you have the historicals?
I do have Blake is historically our top picker. He is 70% overall.
There it is. Shit. I knew I had a hot first year, but
yeah,
didn't check the numbers from last. Nice.
Yeah, I think you were 4-1 the first year and 3-2 last year.
And there you go, guy. Man, I had no idea. No idea at all. So, listeners, I guess take that with what you want. Do with that what you will.
What's the saying? Blind right, mouse well, finds cheese every once in a while?
It finds cheese. And you just, all of those apply, I believe. So, kick us off tonight and give our listeners another 70% week.
All righty. Well, I'll start with the stuff that I know the least about, unfortunately, nowadays. It's college ball. So I'm going to start with the Indiana-Illinois game. I'm going to take Indiana getting 6.5 on that one.
6.5, Indiana at home. All right.
I think it's in Illinois. It's in Champaign.
It is in Champaign?
Yeah, oh, it's in all Champaign. Right. So they're going to be – some road dogs, but
yeah,
they're both pretty bad teams, and it'll be a stinker game. So when you see 6.5 on two bad teams, I start to question why one is so much better than the other. And looking at their schedules, I'm more impressed by Indiana holding tough against some good opponents when Illinois loses to some bad teams. So I'd rather have the team that's been tested instead of the one that has more wins.
All right. Got you down, man.
I'm going to need Illinois to go on an absolute hot streak to cover my 6.5 season win.
Yeah, you did pick them on the overs, didn't you? That's a
Jesus.
Not great. Not great. Where are you at next, man?
Well, I'm going to go Arizona and Colorado. We got 10.5 and 54.5. As we've talked about, Jed Fish has done a remarkable job down there in Arizona. Their two of their three losses, they lost USC by two and Washington by seven. So that's pretty respectable losses in my book. Colorado, they've lost four or five, or they're 4-5. They've lost five of their last six. Their defense stinks. Their offensive line stinks. Deion's pissed.
Pissed at the world.
I don't think this gets any better. Arizona's got a pretty good defense. They're going to shut them down a little bit. This game's going to stay under the 54.5.
Under 54.5. With a new offensive coordinator, right? Week two. Yes.
Pat Shermer.
Didn't work out well in week one, so maybe.
No.
Week two, going to stay under. All right. Well, I'm going to. Oh, go ahead, Blake.
Do you think Colorado goes bowling this year?
That's what I was just looking at that schedule. It's
they've got a tough. They're in the same boat as Nebraska. They could lose three, or they could win all three.
Yeah.
But the way they're going, I don't think they're going to get there.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. I don't think so either.
No. And they did get their win totals. They were only at 3.5 for the season. So they got right there. But bowl, yeah, going to be close. It really is for sure. All right. I'm going to go Oregon, 15-point favorite. Late Saturday night at home against USC. Over under on this thing is 75.5. Wow. Maybe because one team just fired their D coordinator. Oregon has bounced back in a big way since their week 7 loss to Washington. They've reeled off three straight wins, covering all three. And they're trying to claw their way into that college football playoff top four, hoping a couple of these teams slip up. USC got the hell kicked out of them on Saturday night by Washington. Quarterback had some tears about it. So I successfully predicted a couple of weeks ago the letdown game by USC following the Notre Dame game. And this game is going to be the same song. USC is 2-8 against this season. And they've dropped seven straight against the spread. They failed to cover both games that they've lost the week after. So I'm going to take the Ducks big in this thing, covering 15 points. Back to you, Blake.
Yeah, Bo Nix, two-syllable name, getting a Heisman potentially. Transferring over there, it's exciting. Yeah,
he's playing well, man. He is.
All right. My second game is the Oklahoma State versus the UFC Knights over in Florida. I'm going to take Oklahoma State. They're giving away 2.5 points, but that I had to double check myself after I saw that because I couldn't believe how shallow that line was. It feels like a trap game, honestly, but after them beating Oklahoma, maybe they think their letdown's coming, but I just don't see it happening. They have quality wins other than Oklahoma, beating Kansas and Kansas State. So I like them going out there and winning pretty easily against a UCF team that probably can't keep up with the offense as well as – score as much as what they're used to doing against a good defense. So
very good. We've got Okie State 2.5.
Yeah, Gundy's got them rolling down there.
That's right.
Yes, yeah. I think wrong team's favor. Wrong, not by enough for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Steve, where are you going?
We're going to go Tennessee, Missouri. We got 1 and 58.5 here. Both teams are 7-2. Both teams are respectable losses. Tennessee, one of their losses against Alabama, they shouldn't have lost, but they did. Georgia played or Missouri played Georgia pretty tough last week. Tennessee's not what they were the last 2 years on offense. Well, Hendon Hooker had that thing rolling, and they're still not bad, but they just aren't what they were. Their defense is still soft. Missouri's much improved over the last couple of years. Still not getting the respect I don't believe that they deserve. I'm going to take the points and go with Missouri here with the home game plus one.
Missouri, dang. All right. Well, I'm going to go Friday, late night. Wyoming, 6-3, headed to the desert to take on 7-2 UNLV. UNLV is a 5.5-point favorite in this game. Over-under is 50.5. UNLV, one of the hottest teams in the country right now. They've won 6 of their last 7, including an absolute drubbing of New Mexico on Saturday, covering the spread by almost triple. After starting out the year 0-1 at home against the spread, they've covered 8 straight total and 3 straight at home. Hard to argue with a team that's as hot as the Rebels, both straight up and against the spread. So I'm going to take UNLV minus 5.5 on Friday night. Blake, where are you at?
I'm going to make the jump probably a lot earlier than you guys to the pros.
NFL. So I'm gonna go,
yes, that's right. So I'm going to put my money on the Browns covering 6 on the road against the Ravens. So
Browns minus 6.
Yeah. These divisional games are always pretty close, so I tend to lean towards the underdog in most of those. And with 2 great defenses, I picture this staying low scoring throughout. No real injury, so everybody's kind of at the top of their game right now between these two. So I think it'll be a kind of a battle of who gets the ball last, and hopefully that's a field goal and not a touchdown.
Very good. All right. Steve, I know you're not going to the NFL yet.
Negative. We're going to go down to Tobacco Road here. We've got North Carolina and Duke, 14.5 and 50. Both these teams start out really good. Things were going. North Carolina was top 10, and then they lost to Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech. Their offense with May is about as good as it gets. I mean, they're going to put up points against anybody. It doesn't matter who. Their defense, not quite there.
Really?
Duke, they were rolling, and then Riley Leonard gets hurt, and things kind of went to hell. But if you look at their 3 losses, they're to Notre Dame, Louisville, and Florida State. So, not bad losses. Now, a rivalry game like this, I'm going to take the 14.5, and I'll take Duke here. I think Riley Leonard's back, ready to go this week. So,
keep it closer than 2, huh?
I get the hook there, Matty.
Yes, you do. All right, I'll give it to you. I'm going to go to the game of the week in the Big Ten. No, Husker fan, that's not the 11 a.m. Maryland-Nebraska game.
On Peacock.
On Peacock. This one is number 3, Michigan heads to Penn State. Why the hell this thing is not the night game, I'm not sure. In fact, this thing, if it was a night game, I think I would be going the other way. Penn State at night, scary, scary place. That thing gets to rocking. They've been drinking heavy malt liquor there. It would be a different thing, but we're sitting in an 11 a.m. game. Instead, the Big Ten wanted Ohio State, 30-some point favorite, to be their primetime game. So we're stuck with this 11 a.m. kickoff. Since 2015, these two teams, I did all my homework here, Steve. All games, Penn State 60% against the number. Michigan is 52% against the number. Conference games, 59% Penn State, 57% Michigan. As a home dog, Penn State is 57%. As an away favorite, Michigan is 57%. There's nothing in those numbers that give me an edge. So since this thing's an 11 a.m. game, I'm just going to go with the better team, covering the number, playing hard because they got a hedge against the probable loss to Ohio State in 2 weeks and see how things shake out. So I'm going to take Michigan covering this 4.5-point number. Back to you, Blake.
Sounds good. There's another Blake on that Michigan team. So I'm always cheering for those Blakes to do well out there.
He is a decent running back.
That's right. All right. My next game is going to be taking the Chargers at home. They're 3-point dogs against the Detroit Lions.
So, Detroit.
That's right. These are both pretty solid teams. I mean, they all have good quarterbacks and weapons at running back and wide receiver. I think it could be high scoring. I think the Chargers kind of get a bad rap based off of their schedule and their record, but they have some losses against some pretty dang good teams. Just generally, the AFC is a lot tougher to win in. And these past couple weeks when these cross-divisional games are happening, AFC continues to come out on top. So the Lions coming off the bye is a little bit worrisome. I don't like that they've had the extra week to prepare, but I'd rather have the home team here with a couple points on top of that, even though L.A. doesn't draw much of a crowd, but it'll still be some type of home field advantage. They got to fly all the way across the country if that counts for anything.
I don't think Detroit fans fly too far.
No, they make it to Buffalo.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. What you got, Steve?
All right. We're going to go Iowa State, BYU. This is 7.5 and 41.5. Iowa State is 5-4. They've been playing really good lately. After week 3, their loss to Ohio, everyone was calling for Campbell's head over there. He's just done what he always does. He plays tough ball. He lost his quarterback right before the season and a couple other key starters. So, little adjustment period there. BYU's also 5-4. Their last 2 weeks have not been pretty. I was sitting next to a guy Saturday that was not happy from about kickoff till the end of that game.
I know who that was.
Yeah, he very vocal about it.
Yes.
But they're back at home, and I think they're going to cover this week, the 7.5.
Good luck with that. Oh, that was me. Yes, still bitter. All right. I'm going to flip to the NFL. I'm going to go with the Colts -2 at the Patriots. Patriots suck. They've lost 5 of their last 6. They also suck against the spread, 2-7. And when they're at home, they're a blazing 1-4 against the number. Indianapolis is 3-1 against the number on the road this year. Anytime that I've got a team going against a sucky team and they're favored by less than a field goal, I take the non-sucky team. So I'm going to take the Colts covering 2 points at New England. What's up, Blake?
I like that game a lot, man.
There you go.
All right. My last game, I'm going to buy low on the Seahawks, taking 6.5 to beat Washington Commanders at home.
Ooh.
So I like that the Seahawks just got whooped last week by the Ravens. pretty big letdown for them, but they're playing against a team that struggled against the team that you just said sucks, the New England Patriots. Commanders could hardly beat them. So yes. I don't see them being able to keep up with the Seahawks and with Washington losing their two premier edge rushers to try to bolster their roster for next year. I can't picture this one staying close for too long. So I'll take the 6.5 and they'll win by 2 touchdowns.
Two. There you go. Whoa. Easily covering that thing. Mm-hmm. I like it. All right,
no
Steve.
Worries on that one.
No.
Well, when you start selling players, quarter. I don't win anymore.
it kind of does. It absolutely
closing does. The book on the year.
That's yep. right.
Well, I'm going to go to a larger than 2 touchdown favorite. We got Dallas and the Giants, 16 and 38.5, I believe, total on this. Giants, let's face it, they aren't very good, and they've lost Daniel Jones for the year, and Tyrod Taylor's not playing, so we got Tommy DeVito back behind center. Dallas is going to have a field day with him. I usually hate lines this big in the NFL, but Cowboys are covering 16 all day on this one.
Yeah, the Raiders can cover 16. I think the Cowboys can cover 16, I would think.
So. It might be the biggest line that I've seen in an NFL game since I started doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Been a while. You don't see them that big since the Patriots, the year they were rolling through that year.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to end on a really sucky game. Not the one tonight because it's already kicked off, but 3-5 Titans at the 3-5 Bucks. Bucks are a 1-point favorite on this thing. Both of these shitty teams are 3-5 straight up. They're also 3-5 against the spread. But Tennessee is over on the season as a road team. Bucks, not very good either, but they have covered once. So I guess I'm going to take the Bucks 1 point at home against the Titans. That is all for me. Any parting words from you, Blake?
Not too much. Am I going to be seeing you in Mexico in a couple months?
I will be in Mexico, man. Ooh. I already got the flight booked, and I'm ready to roll.
That's what
I
like
to
hear.
It'll be the week after the Super Bowl, so I may still be hungover, but I'll be there.
Hungover with all your winnings, right?
There we go. Absolutely.
That's it. That's what he does.
That's what I do every time. And my bag is nearly overweight every time I come back. Nothing but cash. What about you, Uncle Steve? Any parting words?
Nope. Just I'll see Blake tomorrow. We're deer season, so we won't get to see much this week, but hopefully we'll see a couple big bucks. And
yeah. You going to sit in a deer stand for 20 fucking hours or something?
I wouldn't go that far, Maddie.
You'll sit in a deer stand for many more hours than me, right?
This is true.
Yes. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for listening. Do not forget to follow us on Twitter. Not sure why, because we never tweet anything other than the show. So if that's the only way you get the show, follow us on Twitter. Otherwise, subscribe on Spotify or any other place you listen to your podcast. Good luck to our listeners. But remember, as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, when you're walking around, if you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably shit. Good night and good luck.